Mong No Pe Jiao, or Mong New Year Festival. This text is based on an interview with Mr. Na Yuan Si Yuan, a Hmong broadcaster at the Luan Prabang radio station. Hmong ethnic group's main livelihood has been agriculture and livestock breeding for a long time. It has provided Hmong families with sufficient income. As with any other ethnic group in Laos, the Hmong group has an abundance of cultural customs and traditions, one of which is the No Pe Jiao, or Hmong New Year Festival. This is one of the most important festivals to the Hmong people. It's a time when the elders of the community set up major ceremonies to celebrate the new moon in December every year. The origin of the Hmong New Year is as follows. Once upon a time, there was a drought for three consecutive years. Crops, animals slowly died, followed by the starvation and death of people due to the lack of food and water. The Hmong elders decided to mobilise the people who were still alive to get together to pray for rain. They knelt and looked up at the sky, putting their hands up to appeal to the holy deities, the local ghosts, the jungle ghosts, and the forest ghosts for their help to bring down the rain and help the Hmong people to survive. Rain fell upon the Hmong after the ceremony, and so it did every year after that. Since the prayer for rain was on the day of the new moon in December of that year, the Hmong people chose that day to hold a big ceremony to pay respect to the spirits. Pigs, ducks and chickens are sacrificed during the rituals. Nor Jia means to sacrifice and cook pigs before the new moon days. Pe Jiao means sacrificing chickens to worship the ancestors of the new moon days. Nor Pe Jiao comes from the combination of these two words indicating the rituals that are held among New Year. Nor Pe Jiao starts before the new moon day of December and is celebrated for 7 days and seven nights. During the celebration, each family from every village prepares feasts, killing their pigs and chickens and inviting their friends and relatives to join them. Besides food, Hmong people also prepare new clothes for all the family members to wear to celebrate the Hmong New Year. The new moon day of December is considered by the Hmong ethnic to be the last day of the old year. People use ya ka, or grass or bamboo leaves, to sweep out the bad things in the house from the old year. They also use tree branches with sharp thorns to evict the evil spirits. A chicken is sacrificed to wish for rice crops and good fortune for the families in the coming year. At the end of New Year's Eve, Hmong families gather and wait for the first sound of an animal. Whichever animal makes the first sound will be the mascot for the coming year. The number of sounds that the animal makes will also indicate the amount of luck for the new year. Family members also race against each other to get up early for the blessing. It is believed that whoever gets up the earliest in the family will have more luck for the next year. On the morning of the first day of the Hmong New Year, Hmong people usually get a haircut and wash their bodies to get rid of the bad things from last year. They wear their new clothes to wish for a blessed new year to come. The ceremony lasts 7 to 9 days. In ancient times, the Hmong New Year could last for as long as 1 month, depending on the various customs of different regions. Holding the No Pe Jiao ceremony is a good opportunity for the elders to visit and exchange ideas with each other. After that, the men and women have the opportunity to look for their life partners by playing makron. Men throw the makron to the women they are interested in and use the makron as a tool to get to know each other. Besides makron, makang, arrow shooting, buffalo fighting, horse riding, shuttlecock and other entertaining activities also take place. The customs mentioned above are only from the No Pe Jiao festival, specific to the Hmong and Luan Prabang. The celebration of No Pe Jiao can be different in other regions. In 2015, the Hmong population in Luan Prabang province was over 73,000 people, of which 35,000 are women. The Hmong group comprises of nearly 17% of the total population of the province. The Nambak district has the largest Hmong population, with over 2,000 families and 14,000 people, of which 7,000 are women. There are several Hmong ethnic groups, such as the Hmong Yu Mian, Hmong De, Hmong Seng, Hmong Yu, and Hmong Dam.